report starting mileage 9874. Officers Perkins and Walter.
One to 5-6-10-4, mileage 9874, 6:03 p.m., unit 5-6 in service on the night watch.
This is Don Reed, a police recorder. At the moment, you're riding in Detective Unit 5-6, just reporting in service on the night watch. While you're...
1-5-6 at 2209 North Main, at the liquor store, meet Unit 5-1 regarding a 211. Which occurred at 5:45 p.m. this day.
5-6, Roger.
Well, the 211 is a holdup. That means we'll be going down and talking to the victims. This apparently occurred about 20 minutes ago. But getting back to what I was saying, while you're with us tonight, remember, I'm recording this as it happens. And the people you meet are not actors. You see, this is it. This is real. This is Night Watch.
Night Watch, the actual on-the-scene report of your police force in action. There are no actors, there is no script. Every voice, every sound is authentic. The investigations are recorded as they actually occur. Night Watch, presented with the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, W.N. Hildebrand, Chief. We switch you now to Detective Unit 5-6, somewhere in the field, and to police recorder Don Reed.
Swinging into the curb, the liquor store on the right, held up a few moments ago. Uniform car parked out front. Red lights are flashing on over here. Inside the store, Officer Cameron talking with a clerk, filling out a report.
Well, a fellow comes walking in with a famous cat. All about skin tight, but thinner. And wore light clothes, you know, some of the workers' clothes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And his shoes were pads, you know, pain tight. And he bought a paper. He come down, he throw a dime down, I pick up the dime, see? He has a paper and he grabs out a gun, one in silver thing, looking thing, you know, it looks like a 32 to me. And he says, all right, hand it over. Fast. And drop your hands. I drop my hands, I don't know which way to turn. He says, go ahead, open it up. So I open it up, you know, he says, all the bills. So I open it up and I take all the bills out, you know. Bills to the tenant. He says, take it all out of there, everything. See, and he says, go toward the back. So I start moving toward the back, you know. He says, hurry up or I'll kill you. Just like that. He backed out and he took a run this way here.
Towards the lot.
No, on.
You didn't hear a car or
a I didn't hear a car. I went outside. I was afraid to go to the telephone number one, but I took a chance on outside of this, you know.
Did you prosecute?
Sure would. Church company will do that, I guess.
How much was taken there?
$82.
Okay. Kurt, do you want to get the additional information out on the air?
Yeah, you need us for anything else?
No, we'll get this report. There's nothing else we can do for now. 5-3 and 5-4 are out checking the area.
Okay, I'll get this on the air, and if anything comes up, give us a call. We'll be checking the area out.
Back to our detective unit.
Will you relay this additional information on the 211 that occurred at 5:45 p.m. this date? The suspect has thin build, about 155 pounds, 30 years, brown hair. He's wearing brown khaki painter's outfit with a white painter's hat or cap. Carries a 38 nickel-plated revolver and has a tattoo on his right hand. We're going to patrol the area around here for a while. We'll be on the air if you need us.
1 to 5, Sector 10 to 4, 6:35 p.m., KMA 394. Control 1 to all units. Additional information on the 211 that started 5:45 p.m. this date at 2209 North Main. Suspect wearing brown khaki, painter's outfit with white painter's cap. Used a 38 nickel plated revolver.
You are listening to Night Watch and following the activities of a detective unit on its tour of duty. Remember, the people and sounds you are hearing are real, and the investigations are recorded in the field as they actually occur. We'll bring you the final results of tonight's action at the conclusion of Night Watch. All of us, at one time or another, have made person-to-person long-distance phone calls. But did you know that it is possible to make a person-to-person gift of food or clothing to some needy friend or relative overseas? Millions of families in Europe and Asia are desperately in need of the bare necessities of life to supplement what little their war-torn, famine-devastated governments can provide for them. And the most efficient, most economical way in which you can help those you know and love abroad is by sending a person-to-person care package. For only $10, CARE will send, in your name, enough food to supplement the rations of a family of four for a whole month, or a special package of baby food, knitting yarn, or a pure wool blanket. And now, CARE has a special $6.95 budget food package. CARE packages are easy to send, too. Just send $10 or $6.95 to CARE. That's CARE, New York, together with your name and address, and the name and address of the person you wish to receive the package. CARE guarantees delivery of this person-to-person expression of international goodwill. And now we switch you to Detective Unit 5-6, Somewhere in the Field, and your police recorder, Don Reed.
Unit 5-7, OK, code 7, KMA 394. Control 1 to all units on frequency 4, stand by. Control 1 to all units in the vicinity at cars 5-1 and 5-3 at 2207 North Jefferson. 2207 North Jefferson in the bar, a 211 in progress. 5-1 and 5-3, code 2.
5-6 to 1, we're on the hill just back of Jefferson. We'll approach from the north.
1 to 5-6, 10-4.
The 211 in progress means there's a holdup taking place right now. That's in a public bar. Could be a very touchy situation. As the crow flies, actually, we're not very far away. However, this caught us up in the hills where we've been on a stakeout. We were planning to leave just a few moments ago. However, not quite the hurry that we're managing right now. The only thing that we know... Hold on, we're flipping a little turn here. The only thing we know is that a suspect or... suspects are in the process of holding up a bar, and the uniform cars, as well as ourselves, are just using a red light going in. Siren could be heard for a considerable distance. This, of course, would eliminate the possibility of surprise. We have a couple of more minutes now, just sitting and waiting and holding on. We might speculate on just how we received this call, a holdup in progress. Judging from past experience, in the case of a public place, some patron or persons passing by possibly made the observation, got to a phone, and without the suspects realizing, of course, that they were observed. It doesn't happen very often. Possibly it happened this time. Just a matter of seconds.
Control 1 and all units responding to the 211 call. Code 4, we don't have a 211, just a 447, and we have them in custody. Control 1 to 5-3, 10-4, all units, code 4 at 2207 North Jefferson.
Well, just breaking that transmission down into plain English, a radio car is at the scene. Seems there's been no holdup after all. They have a 447 or just a plain drunk in custody. Code 4, no further assistance necessary.
5-6 to 1, we're at that location now. We'll be code 6 for a few minutes.
Control, 1-5-6, 10-4.
Swinging into the circular driveway of the bar. There's a uniform car out here in front. Red lights blinking. And the suspect in the back of the car. A couple of patrons standing around. It's all quiet. The uniformed officer over here making out a report on the fender of the car.
Just a drunk, huh, Bob?
Yeah, that seems to be the deal, Sergeant. The bouncer was holding him out here when we arrived. He said there wasn't any holdup. This guy was just causing disturbance.
You going to book him 447?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, just for kicks, let's go in and get a picture of the bar. Inside, small jukebox blaring over here. The bar is just about capacity. How it's here. Hey. Hey, fella. That's where that gun would be.
What?
That's where that gun would be.
The gun. The bouncer's got the gun.
Wait a minute. Listen. Who's got a gun? Where?
The bouncer. He's got the gun
away. Mixed up around here somewhere. Let's get out to Carmen. Eric?
Well?
There's a drunk in the bar that's talking about having a gun in there. He says that this fellow that was in the back of the car, that drunk, pulled a gun on the bouncer over here.
Oh,
at least he mumbled something about it. I couldn't understand what he said.
Well, I'll go talk to the bouncer.
You know, Kurt, they've had some kind of a caper around here.
Yeah, there's something screwy somewhere.
Well, Perk's flashing the light for us over here.
Yeah, let's take a look.
Sergeant Perkins talking with the bouncer. Let's see if he's come up with anything.
Well, I don't want it.
Well, you're not going to handle it anyway.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
We can either go in and just tear the whole place apart.
I understand.
Tell us where it is.
Appreciate that. All right, now I'll tell you
where it is.
You
just tell me right here where it is.
Yeah, the heavyset fellow in the bar had it. Now, what he did with it, I don't know.
Bartender?
No. Sitting at the bar, a customer.
Mm-hmm. What was the deal on the gun?
All of a sudden, the character that
went in there, was it his gun?
Well, it wasn't anybody else's.
I mean, what happened? How did he pull it or what?
He pulled it and shoved it in the owner's face. And the other fellow went over and ducked him and took the gun away from him.
Well, this thing is beginning to unravel. The suspect they took into the station as a drunk apparently pulled a gun here in the bar. That seems strange. Nobody wants to talk about anything. Let's see who Kurt Walters got buttonholed over here.
Maybe pulled it on this man here.
He didn't pull it on me. He had it on the whole bar.
Yeah,
I just went over there and told him to put it away, and he stuck it in my gun. He said, "I'll shoot you if you make a move." So I just busted him and took the gun away.
Did you break it open?
Yeah, I broke it open and took the shells
out. Loaded when you got it?
Yeah. It was loaded, fully loaded, and I took the shells out and broke it open and took the...
Chamber
and give the rest of the
bar. Well, tell him what happened first, though.
He pointed at her, yeah. First, what happened? He's going to shoot her first.
Yeah.
Well, he had it pointed right at her head when I see that.
I'll tell you, honest to truth, this is what it was. That guy pulled out that gun, and I thought it was a doggone toy. I said, go ahead and shoot, you know.
He just told me.
I laughed.
Well,
and he saw it, and he just walked over the bar, and he just clobbered.
That's what I think. I think the guy's absolutely out of his mind. He's nuts. It's gotta be nuts. He's nuts. I'm going to shoot you. That's exactly what he told me, Walter. Talk to the first statement the suspect said again now when he pulled out the gun. He says, one word out of you and I'll drill you. And this guy says, you pull a gun on me, and bam, he took him, and he really hit him.
I think he might have used the gun on somebody if they had...
He sure would have used it then if that guy hadn't his fist beat him to the gun.
In other words, you don't think it was a holdup, but you think it was assault with a deadly weapon.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Everybody ever tried to hold this joint up, they all got killed. I don't know. Maybe, but this guy, I think he's a nut.
This whole thing is unusual, to put it mildly. Nobody would say anything at first. Now it's coming from all angles. They all tell the same story. Perkins and Waller taking the owner aside.
Sign the complaint. Naturally, everybody has been offended by this this man. You have no objection to signing your complaint?
I don't want to sign any complaint. I don't want to be around.
You don't want to sign a complaint?
No, it wasn't me.
Mr. DeGunn, let him come back in here and shoot somebody?
No, but then...
What do you want us to do? You people, every time that something happens, you want the police to do all the work, and yet the citizens won't stand back.
I've never called the police before.
We come down here, and a guy's got a gun. He's been threatening people, and we get in here, and nobody knows anything about it.
Well, the people
he shoved it in your wrist, didn't he?
Yeah, but I don't want to have him come back and shoot me.
He's not going to shoot you.
Kirk, come over there, Carmen.
That doesn't beat me. It's always one of these hoodlums off the street yet they'll never back us up.
Yeah. I didn't want to say anything in front of those witnesses. But are you thinking the same thing I am about that nickel-plated gun?
Yeah, it sure fits the description, all right. Let's go shake the car down.
Mm-hmm. The suspect's car in the parking lot. It's an old model. Has that lived-in look. Coffee pot. Half a loaf of bread. Some salami.
Here's some more shells to go with that gun. 38.
Okay, I'll keep them together.
Let's look in the back seat. Look at this. Painter's pants, light brown, khaki shirt, and here's the painter's cap.
Well, what do you know?
That's it. Let's take this into the station, have a little talk with this guy about his activities tonight.
All I can say, gentlemen, it's a small world.
Yeah, we picked him up tonight.
Yeah, with a gun. Now he's in a bar. 155 pounds, that's right.
This is the Detective Bureau. Sergeant Perkins on the phone, running a record check on our suspect.
Yeah, will you give me the... I'll write it down here. Okay. 2 counts purse snatching. 3 times grand theft auto. 2 times armed robbery. 1 count strong arm robbery. Whereabouts was that? Okay. 4 times drunk. Suspicion of murder. What was the disposition of that? Yeah, okay. No, that's enough. Okay, I got it all. Thanks. Good night.
Gee, what a record this fella has. That's about par for the course, isn't it?
Yeah, we may add a couple more before the night's through.
Down the corridor, Detective Kurt Walter escorting the suspect into the office. Suspect staggering. Has thin build, sallow complexion, hunted expression. Physique is young, face old.
Sit down here. Try not to go to sleep on it, will you? How old are you? 27.
How long have you been here in Los Angeles?
Oh, about 2 months.
About 2 months? Is your home in Tennessee?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Let me have a cigarette, will you?
Thanks.
What are you carrying a gun for?
What?
What are you carrying a gun for?
What gun?
Gun you had down at the bar where we picked you up.
Oh, what are you doing?
Remember the revolver, the nickel-plated revolver?
Oh, I don't know.
Whose was it?
I don't know.
Who's the Bronco?
I don't know.
Well, what do you know about it?
Huh?
What do you know about
down
it?
Down there?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Well, what happened down there? How'd you get decked?
Huh?
How'd you get decked
down
there?
I just picked him up.
Huh?
I said, I just picked him up.
How'd you get that cut in your lip?
Hmm?
How'd you get that cut
in
your lip?
Oh, I was there.
You ever been arrested?
Yeah.
What for? What for?
For, shagging, just arrest.
You've been arrested for purse snatching, stealing an automobile, murder, robbery?
Prove it.
I don't have to prove it.
Anybody can prove it.
Tell us what happened down there.
Nothing.
You know what you're booked for, don't you?
I'm a big blue book from anything.
That's right.
Sorry?
Where do you live?
Huh?
Where do you live?
Same place.
I guess you don't understand English, do you?
Whenever he asks
right.
a question, you answer it.
That's right.
You answer the question.
That's right.
Suspect putting his feet on the desk.
Put your feet down.
Oops, sorry.
Put your feet down.
Now let's get them straight in. Put your feet down like the officer told you.
Yes.
Now let's start answering some questions.
I'll say yes.
What were you doing down in the bar?
Oh, yes.
What were you doing down in the bar, and what happened down there?
I was drinking whiskey.
Okay, what happened?
Huh?
How'd you get slugged?
Well, walked on the side of the old town, I guess.
How much time you spent?
I ain't spent no time in jail.
You haven't?
No.
There goes his feet again.
Keep your feet down.
Yes, I'm fine.
Where'd you get the gun?
Huh?
Where'd you get the gun?
What gun?
Gun that you had down there at the bar.
Where? I ain't seen it. Where? Where?
You're a wise guy, aren't you?
No.
How did you get decked down there?
Who's dead? Who's dead?
Who's
dead?
Who slugged you down there?
Oh, this slugged down town. Who's dead?
Where do you live now?
Huh?
Where do you live?
Oh, this Walton, I guess.
I asked you where you live.
I said I'm Walton, I guess.
What's your address?
Huh?
What's your address?
I have a car out there.
You don't have a car out there now. It's in the police garage.
That's where I'm living. My car.
You got an address down in Harbor City?
Huh? No. Why my car?
Where'd you sleep last night?
Huh?
Where'd you sleep last night?
Car, I guess.
You are a normal person, aren't you? Normal.
Yes,
person.
I am. I have.
What kind of work do you do?
I push baby buggies.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Down the road.
Mm-hmm. Up to the feet again.
Put your mouth out.
Persistent fellow.
Look, you don't try to pin it on me. Look, if I can take you if you want to go and go.
All we want is the answer to your questions.
I don't care. I won't try to pin it on me. I'll take you down there.
Take
look,
us where?
Look.
Take us where?
Any place.
Not so much that little deal at the bar. I'll skip the $64 question. Let me show you something. Here's a painter's outfit. Trousers, a shirt, hat, all found in your car. There's a .38. Throw that in for good measure. Are these your clothes and gun?
Yes.
Did you stick up the liquor store?
When? When?
Tonight, about 5:45 p.m.
Not tonight.
Barrett Fuller's stick-up also had a tattoo in his right hand. So have you.
For a bet?
You might as well start telling the truth. We're going to have that liquor store owner in here. If he identifies you, you're in trouble. Did you stick up that liquor store?
I was there tonight. What do you mean?
You know what I mean. Did you stick up the place?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it.
Walk in, you walk in, you walk out, you get it. It's the same thing.
In the past 2 months, how many places have you hit in Southern California? Five or six places. Give us a scoop on these fields.
Same deal. Look. Don't try to pin this on me, because I can take you down there. I can
take us there.
Any place you want to go. You want to go see? You want to see it? Huh? You want to? You want to?
See who?
Huh?
See who?
Anybody.
I don't want to see anybody.
I got alibis. If that's what you want.
All right, let's have an alibi for that gun.
Yeah, here it is, right there. 45 caliber. Nice, that's great.
Suspect is drawing an imaginary gun.
Okay, Kurt, we've had enough of this session.
I did it.
He's too drunk to make sense. Take him out and book him for assault with a deadly weapon and suspicion of armed robbery.
Right. What you have just heard is real. Recorded as it actually happened on the Night Watch. And now back to police headquarters and Chief W.N. Hildebrand.
Tonight's investigation and subsequent arrest of the suspect was based to a great extent on breaks, as they say in police work. A holdup, a chance meeting with a man under the influence, a shaking down of a car, all little pieces of a puzzle, put them together and they begin to fill out a picture. But the fact I want to point out, above all else, was the reluctance of the witnesses to sign a complaint against the suspect. However, in tonight's investigation, the arresting officers were able to sign a complaint themselves based on investigation and physical evidence secured. Result, the suspect was held to answer for assault with a deadly weapon and suspicion of armed robbery. In many cases, the police are left powerless when a witness fails to cooperate. Many people are not actually aware of the fact that it is the duty of their police department to investigate a crime, take the suspect into custody, and prepare the evidence and present it to the district attorney or city attorney for action. The success of this operation is built on the cooperation of the witness, without which no department can maintain public security. We hope through this program, this thought can be brought home to you. If we succeed, then we have a reason for Night Watch.
Thank you, Chief Hildebrand. You have been following the on-the-scene reports of your police force in action. Every voice, every sound has been real. Night Watch, brought to you through the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, is produced by Sterling Tracy and Jim Headlock, with technical advice by Sergeant Ron Perkins, and is described in the field by police recorder Don Reed.